you know.
Yes?
Mr. Katzenbach on 90.
Mr. President, yep. On this commission business, conflict of interest thing, the Mansfield and Dirksen had a discussion, and Dirksen's going to move for his commission, which I think is a good idea, but Mansfield's opposed to it, and I think that'll be defeated. Then they will move for the present stage of it, then they will move for their disclosure in the Senate, which nobody wants, and neither Mansfield nor Dirksen wants, but my information from down there is that'll probably carry.
Yeah.
And the problem is not with Dirksen on this, the problem is with Mike.
Yeah, I talked to Mike this morning. He says they just don't have the votes. Says that's the problem, but...
But he's opposed to having any commission of this kind.
Well, he didn't say that to me. He said that he implied it'd be all right if he had the votes, but he just didn't have the votes. If he is opposed to it, that's he's not. He didn't throw it out on the table with me. I talked to him some length about it. Er told him that we'd gone into it,
yeah.
And while we didn't want to dictate to them what they did, and they could do whatever they want to, but it would be welcome here, and we would pick out the ablest people that would command the most respect in this country,
yeah.
Because I think they just butcher things up, and they don't ever really get at the. At the kernel in the corn. For instance, the fixing job was done by Burns, the chairman of the Republican Policy Committee under Fred Schrebner. He got the ruling. There's a significant ruling out of that tax deal, and now, damn it, if there's anybody handing the cash register, that ought to be pointed out. They go over in the Estes thing, they fix a goddamn Republican congressman who works over agriculture every morning on the appropriation hearing, and they buy some of his stock, and they let that get off the hook. And they really don't point out the things in these studies that a commission could look at and do something about.
And I thought they could solve their disclosure problem, although not Dirksen, I'm pretty sure, would buy this by saying that there ought to be a disclosure of the type contemplated in 337. But only in confidence to this commission.
I pointed that out to Mike this morning, and I said that...
He won't even buy that, I don't believe.
No. I told him, I said, it's very much like your tax return, Mike, and that everybody in this country is willing for the Secretary of the Treasury and the Commissioner of Internal Revenue and the Director of Internal Revenue and the General Counsel, all these responsible people, look at the tax returns and look at them, but they wouldn't want to publish them on the front page so their competitors and everybody else know about them. So your senators may be very reluctant to want to turn in and say, I own 100 acres of land and I'm raising this much cotton and this is how much income I got off of it. But if it's going to be for a commission like Commissioner of Internal Revenue or able people, why they wouldn't object to it?
Well, that would, my feeling would be, would give those fellows who are running a way out when they don't want the disclosure.
I agree.
And I would have thought that would have gotten the votes, but I guess I guess
it ought to, but I don't know what it is. Have you talked to Mike?
I haven't talked to Mike.
I talked to him. Have you talked to Hubert?
I talked with Teasdale, you know, on the policy staff, Mike's man there on it, at some length.
And he thinks that Mike is opposed to it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we just might as well let them. We don't care. We don't give a damn as far as we're concerned. Just let them fry in their own juice.
It's just something that I think that could have been useful for the Democrats and to you. And
I think that what we might do, we might consider a proposal that would have I don't know what effect they think it might have by someone appointed by the president. I started to say we might consider our own proposal.
So we got the executive branch in pretty good shape, Mr. President. We got some problems with the judges. Some of these judges have been serving as directors of corporations and then hearing cases, which is all wrong. And I don't think they ought to serve as directors of corporations anyhow. One issue that's been up, and that's something this commission could usefully look at. And then, of course, the real problems have always been down in Congress. We've never been able to touch those, because as soon as we bring those into legislation, you don't get the votes. It's something they have to do for themselves. So I don't think you can afford to get in it unless you know
No, I just let them, we've told them now. I've told Mike and you've told Dirksen, and if they won't do it, okay. If they don't, we just won't worry about it.
Okay.
All right, bye. Is Bobby back?
I don't know when he's back or not. He's due back about noon.
All right. Now, what's his schedule? He's going to be in tomorrow?
Yes.
All right, I won't talk to him tomorrow next day, so I'll call him.
All right.
Bye.
Waiting.